chapter 22. Verse 2. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. Verse 3. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Verse 4. Then he sent some more servants and said, "Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet." Verse 5. But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. Verse 6. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them and killed them. Verse 7. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Verse 8. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come." Verse 9. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. Verse 10. So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. Verse 11. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. Verse 12. "Friend," he asked, "how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" The man was speechless. Verse 13. Then the king told the attendants, "Tie him hand and foot, and throw him outside, into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Verse 14. "For many are invited, but few are chosen. You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me?" Verse 19. "Show me the coin used for paying the tax. Whose portrait is this? And whose inscription? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God." Verse 30. "At the resurrection people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven." Verse 31. "But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you?" Verse 32. "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead but of the living." Verse 33. When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Verse 38. "This is the first and greatest commandment." Verse 39. "And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." Verse 40. "All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Verse 42. "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says." Verse 44. "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." Verse 45. "If then David calls him Lord, how can he be a son?"